From the pages of the world's number one source for home and personal entertainment, buying tips and product reviews, Sound and Vision Magazine. And now, live from our studios in Hollywood, Sound and Vision Radio, where technology becomes entertainment. Here's your host, Mike Etchart.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to this edition of Sound and Vision Radio, the Consumer Electronics Authority. I am glad you're here. We are glad you're here. Hopefully you're having a great day, because I know we are. We are looking forward to hanging out for the next 3 hours talking about consumer electronics, stuff we love, and of course we also talk about the music and the movies that we put in that. If you happen to join us for the first time, welcome. If you're a regular listener, of course, welcome back. To clarify, we are your source here for consumer electronics and home entertainment information, including home theater, televisions, DVD, MP3, cellular technology, personal and mobile electronics, computers, satellite systems, game consoles, music, movies, games. We do cover it all, hardware and software, the gadgets and the art. And we are, of course, the radio edition of Sound and Vision Magazine, which has been published continuously under a couple of different names, actually, since 1958. Make sure you do check out the newest issue. It is on newsstands right now. It's the July-August issue. And believe it or not, on the cover, vinyl lives. Welcome to the turntable revival. Yes, it is 2007, and we are talking about turntables and vinyl because, you know what? It's the audiophile issue, and there's a lot of folks out there still loving vinyl. It is a very viable format. I guess we could call vinyl a format still. There's a lot of people enjoying it. And we are broadcasting today, by the way, and every weekend live from the Entertainment and Technology Wing at the Peterson Automotive Museum here in Los Angeles. If you ever find yourself in L.A. for business or pleasure, please make sure you drop on by. It is a groovy hang, to say the least. We are surrounded by a lot of neat cars, vintage automobiles. The Green Hornet Mobile happens to be the closest car to us as we sit here and converse with you. And it's a really, really neat place to visit. So do put that on your itinerary and your agenda if you find yourself in town. And today we are sponsored, as always, by Maxell. Get blown away at Maxell.com. Joining me on the show today is the pride of Shaker Heights, Ohio. You know him, you love him, he's the gadget guru, he's the managing director of Tag Strategic, and he is leaning into his microphone with tired eyes. Ted Cohen, Ted, are you tired this morning?
I'm not tired, I've had an overwhelming couple days. I had probably two of the best days I've had in my life.
Because you were at a place called Skywalker Ranch in the last couple days, weren't you?
Right, and so why don't you tell folks a little bit about it? You've been up there
Not
as long as I
was. Not as long as you were there. I was up there for about an afternoon. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, is George Lucas's compound. It's in the foothills of Marin County. It's in Marin, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And you describe it, because you saw a lot more of it than I did.
It's unbelievable. It's sort of like Fantasy Island. I mean, all of the homes, everything's built around this sort of like Victorian home motif.
Mm-hmm.
So you just think that you're back in the 1890s, sitting on the front porch having a lemonade. And what's what was really disconcerting for me and kind of amazing was, it's very idyllic. You pull in, and it's very low-key, and the guard just goes, welcome, drive up the road, take a left, park your car. When they said, okay, if you're going to keep your car here overnight, you have to go in the garage, it turns out there's this underground garage complex that's sort of like where all the, you know, where all the whirring and buzzing and humming is underground above this. It's sort of very Disneyland-like in that above ground it looks very idyllic, and then there's this little underground complex of parking garages.
Well, several hundred acres, too.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. And then you go to this building that looks like a winery. The front of the building looks like a winery, and it turns out the winery is what they call the technology building where you were, where the studio is and where the movie theater is. I'll tell you a little bit more about the movie theater in a little while, but everything's very, it's almost like a movie set in that what it looks like isn't what it really is. And then they have a general store that I went crazy in, which that's why I'm wearing my Skywalker Ranch shirt and my Skywalker Ranch baseball cap, because they tell you they don't sell the stuff anywhere else. They don't sell it online. They don't sell it. I'm sure somebody sells it on eBay. But it was amazing. It was just amazing. And we were there for a couple days, a bunch of folks from the music industry and from the technology industries, people like Real Networks and SanDisk and Microsoft and, let's see, who else was there? A few other companies. Anyway, we sat around talking about how all this music and technology stuff is progressing, and it was kind of an interesting time, but in the most amazing setting I've ever been in my life.
It is the neatest, and it's of course all from Star Wars money, and they have their own fire department there. And
I know, I tried to talk the guy out of a patch off his uniform, because the shoulder patches say Skywalker Fire Department.
That's right, that's right, that is so cool. Well, we're going to talk more about that, and also about the little confab you had up there, and where it's going with music and talk technology. So we're going to listen to Jamiroquai on the way out for a quick break, so hang with us. Folks, this is Sonovision Radio. When we come back, by the way, we're going to be talking to Bob Mosley. He was in the band Moby Grape.
He was the founder.
He was the founder of Moby Grape. And we're going to talk about Moby Grape, who they were, a very influential band in the late 60s out of San Francisco. Great band. We're going to talk about him, talk about that scene up there, all kinds of great stuff. Well, this is Sonovision Radio. Hang with us. We're going to be back after these words.
You own or lease a newer car and you want to add techno gadgets like hands-free Bluetooth or your iPod without tearing apart your dash and replacing your factory radio? Well, Kenwood's new Car Portal series of components are designed just for you. Kenwood's made it plug-in simple to seamlessly integrate the latest in audio and video technologies and display it all through your factory radio. A Kenwood authorized dealer can demonstrate how you can live connected, drive connected. Check online for a dealer near you at www.kenwoodusa.com. Do it now.
Some people wash and wax their cars regularly. That's good for the outside. But what about the inside? Smart drivers know that Amoco Ultimate Premium Gasoline at BP is a good way to clean the intake valves inside your engine. With continuous use, Ultimate removes up to 80% of valve deposits formed by low detergency fuels in older cars and prevents 90% of deposit buildup on new cars. Want the details? Go to AmocoUltimate.com. Want to clean up your engine and keep it clean? Go to BP and fill up with Amoco Ultimate.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call now for your free CD. 1-800-353-1016.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD now. 1-800-353-1016. 800-353-1016.
Without hope, Mr. Blues, I guess it's not a new home. Put some more trouble right down to the bone.
Welcome back, everyone. Sonovision Radio. That, of course, is Mr. Blues by the band Moby Grape. Fantastic band out of San Francisco, about 66 or 67, wasn't it, Ted?
67, I believe.
67, we'll find out for sure. On the line, we've got Bob Mosley. He was a founding member of Moby Grape, and, of course, vocals and bass, and composer of the song you just heard. Are you there, Bob?
I'm here.
You're on the phone with Mike and Ted. Thank you for joining us today.
All right, good. I'm ready.
Well, you know what? Before we talk about Moby Grape, tell us what it was like being a musician in San Francisco in the mid-60s.
Oh, it's great. There was a gathering, and it's called the Gathering of the Tribes. And all the bands and all the people who came to hear the music were kind of like the same kind of gathering of the tribes, people all in one place with the music kind of holding them together. And Bill Graham and Chet Helms owned the Avalon and the Fillmore, and they were putting on the shows.
It must have been a great time to be a musician, to have been in a band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
It must have been. And then, and of course, several members of Moby Grape came from other bands in San Francisco at the time, correct?
Correct.
And you guys were pretty much the preeminent group out of that scene in the day, weren't you? I mean, you were the band that everybody else looked up to.
Well, that's as musicians, yeah, because we came from we had Peter Lewis from Hollywood and me from San Diego and Don and Jerry from up in Seattle and Skippy from San Francisco, and it was kind of guys who had already worked in the business for a while.
You guys were players and played well when a lot of people at that time were not experienced musicians.
No, it was jamming was what was happening. It was a new thing to jam.
Yeah, exactly.
So most of the bands like the Dead and Big Brother, if they had Janis with them, they didn't jam so much, but the Dead really did jam a lot.
We are speaking with Bob Mosley. He is a founding member of the band Moby Grape. And Ted, I mean, you growing up in Ohio, you must have been looking west with sort of longing eyes and listening to this new music as it came out.
I remember buying the album. I was a huge fan. I was telling Michael on the break before you came on about the original version of the album cover.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
And the correction that was made to it. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, yeah, it was... Don Stevenson was flipping the bird, and they airbrushed it out on the reissue.
Yeah, nobody noticed the first time around, and all of a sudden it was like, what is that?
What happened? The middle finger suddenly became a fist, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, when that record came out, Bob, Columbia released 5 singles off of the record, didn't they?
Right, they did, yeah. They thought because there was 5 writers that there would be 5 singles.
Wow. And did that end up backfiring, or did that kind of play in your favor?
Well, it ended up backfiring because the jockeys didn't know which one to give the most airplay to.
Right. And in fact, but that's an interesting point about having 5 writers in the band. I mean, it can make for sort of a tumultuous relationship between the other members, can it? With everybody fighting to get their song heard and their song on the radio.
No, we didn't have any of that. We were a tight group.
Wow.
We just work on each guy's song one at a time until we got it done and added to the list of songs we performed that night.
Interesting.
Wow.
We are speaking with Bob Mosley. He is the founding member of Moby Grape, a huge band out of San Francisco in the late 60s. Their first album came out on June 7th, 1967. And, of course, it is basically the 40th anniversary, just last month, of the release of that album. Bob, can you hang on for a quick break while we do a commercial segment?
Sure can.
All right, Bob Mosley, Moby Grape. We'll take a little Moby Grape on the way out here. This is Soundvision Radio. Mike Etchart with Ted Cohen. We are hanging out at the Peterson Automotive Museum. A little Moby Grape here. We'll be back after these words.
This summer's newest sunblock is all about the spray. New Bullfrog Marathon Mist Continuous Spray. It's super powerful, super fast, and goes on super easy for up to 8 hours of waterproof, sweatproof, UVA, and UVB protection. The kind you expect from Bullfrog. New Bullfrog Marathon Mist Continuous Spray Sunblock for adults and kids. Ultimate strength meets ultimate speed.
Bullfrog!
Use as directed.
And now, the Orkin Swap.
Well, it happened one day about a quarter to three. A little bug stopped the Jones family. The kids are by the river, next thing you know, they were shaking around going for mosquito radio. They didn't want to catch anything the bugs had, cause a little disease can make a crowd go mad. They were swinging and swatting, swatting and swinging, doing the mosquito. Woo!
For mosquito protection that performs, call 1-800-ORKIN-MAN or visit orkin.com.
Attention business owners, are you going to build this year? Are you in the process of deciding how to build and what company to use? If you're still in the planning stages, your time is running out. Call the Anthem Steel Building Hotline at 877-34-BUILD. Find out how you can build with a pre-engineered steel building and save time and money. You may have looked into a number of options, but you still haven't made your decision. The building season will be gone soon, and Anthem Steel has answers. Putting off building can cost you money, so call 877-34-BUILD. Anthem Steel has saved businesses and organizations like yours thousands of dollars, and we want to show you how we can help you save on the building you need. The information is free, so call 877-34-BUILD. Don't just dream it. Build it. Anthem Steel can make the process easy. We'll save you money and we'll save you time. These are quality buildings backed by our famous 50-year structural warranty. Don't put this off any longer. Call 877-342-8453 today.
Hey, Grandma!
Welcome back, everyone. Sound of Vision Radio, Mike Etchart here. The song is Hey Grandma. That is by Moby Grape from their debut album, which is released about 40 years ago. On the line, we've got Bob Mosley. He is, of course, a founding member and one of the vocalists and the bassist of the band, Moby Grape. And Bob, that on Hey Grandma, that is a driving bass line. Great sound.
Thank you. Yeah, we just had a great time in the studio down in Los Angeles. We stayed at the Hollywood Hawaiian.
Uh-huh.
We recorded at CBS on Sunset, and we were there 3 weeks.
So the record was done. It took 3 weeks to record and mix that album.
That's right.
Which for the day was today that would be in breakneck speed, but that was kind of a long time for that time period, wasn't it?
That was a pretty long time, yeah.
And were all the songs written before you went in the studio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had rehearsed them for about 6 months.
Wow, and then you actually went in, just laid them down, and of course it was a monumental record when it came out, and everybody knew about it. Now, you guys also played at the Monterey Pop Festival in 67, didn't you?
We sure did, yeah. We had Tom Smothers introduce us on Saturday morning at about 11:30.
No kidding. And what are your recollections of playing at that show?
There were about 400,000 people out in front of me.
And were you scared?
Yeah, no. Excited, nervous.
That must have
scared.
And you know, we should probably also mention that you know, people probably don't realize, but back in those days, the concert sound systems were fairly primitive, weren't they? It wasn't like you could really hear yourself on stage very well when you're playing to a big crowd like that.
Well, they just had the big A4s, and that's Altex, and that's all they had, and it wasn't very sophisticated yet.
Right, exactly. Very, very few monitors and all that stuff.
Right.
And, I mean, in terms of the bands that you saw on the show that day, who was the best band besides you guys on the Monterey Pop Festival?
I thought Otis Redding was.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what everybody... I've heard that Otis's performance there was just spellbinding.
Oh, yeah. Outrageous.
What a gas it must have been. And what was it like backstage at Monterey? It must have been a fun hang.
Oh, yeah. I was with Roger McGuinn and Brian Jones. We were talking about getting bass sounds for acoustic guitar playing.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm having dinner.
What a blast. Now, you know, let's spring forward to the present. Now, you guys are about to start to do some more dates as a new reformed Moby Grape.
Well, that got all snappy and sidestepped, and now there's only one guy left, and that's Jerry Miller, and he's got his own band, and he's doing the shows.
Peter Miller, you're not going to do them?
Stevenson and Omar Spence and myself aren't doing any of the shows.
Oh, no, that's a bummer.
Yeah, we were going to do them. We started out getting ready to do them, and then it just got too hectic, and Peter Lewis kind of bailed out, and then I bailed out. Don Stevenson and Omar still want to play, but Jerry's kind of being ridiculous about it.
So how does that look? I mean, people always hear about things like this when bands break up and get back together and reform and try and do this. What makes it difficult? You said it kind of fell apart. Are you willing to talk about, like, why does it fall apart?
Sure. We live, Don Stevenson lives in Canada. Jerry Miller lives in Toronto, but he doesn't live in Toronto. He lives in Tacoma. And Pete Lewis lives down Solvang, and I live up in Monterey area. And Omar Spence lives down here by Santa Cruz.
So it's basically
Is it logistical, or, I mean...
Oh,
it,
yeah.
But what about a... I mean, was there... Creatively, was there any discussions that about... what you were going to play, and who was going to play what, and what material was going to be used, and where the all those issues when you guys finally, because I've been involved with a bunch of bands over the years that have gone away and then come back. You know, Van Halen breaks up. There's different bands that, you know, they end up getting back together, and there's always something that prevents it from being as good as it could have been, whether it's logistics or girlfriends or whatever.
I know, yeah, the girlfriends got in the way too, but. We had the main thing was that we started working on it in October. We were going to play the Fillmore in January, the Summer Love in July. We were going to play Detroit in July. We were going to play Hollywood, where Jerry was just down there last night, Jerry Miller, and, it just, you know, we had a recording machine, a digital recording machine. We rehearsed all the songs, but we couldn't get everybody together.
That's too bad.
So we just had to go with the three of us, me, Pete, and Omar.
Okay, so you're going to go do some stuff together?
Yeah, we've done some stuff here locally in Santa Cruz.
Excellent. Well, listen, we need to actually let you go, unfortunately, Bob. It's kind of the bottom of our hour, but thank you so much for joining us. It's Bob Mosley. He is the founding member, vocalist, and bassist of the band Moby Grape, and there's a recent Epic Legacy release of Listen to My Friends. It's the best of Moby Grape. A lot of great tunes on it, including Mr. Blues, Bitter Wind, Rose Colored Eyes, Murder in My Heart for the Judge, and, of course, Omaha.
And 805.
And 805. That's right, 805. So this is Sound of Vision Radio, folks. Hang with us. We're going to be back after these words.